Derry City's last game of the league campaign was at home at the Brandywell on Sunday evening when they went down by a single goal to nil against Dundalk. The goal came in the ninth minute through Keith Ward. He hit a shot first time, meeting a header clearance out of the Derry box. His strike from the right angle of the 18-yard box had too much power in it for the Derry keeper Brian Maher. On 18 minutes, Danny Lafferty's cross from the left was met by Joe Thompson, who headed powerfully over the bar from 6 yards. In the 20th minute, the referee, Rob Hennessy, showed two straight red cards, one to Robbie McCourt of Dundalk and one to Sadio Diallo of Derry City. McCourt hit Diallo in the back of the head. Diallo turned and swung a kick at him, and the referee had no choice nor option but to show the two straight red cards. In the 24th minute, Keith Ward fed Runar Hauga, and one-on-one with the Derry City keeper, his effort was well blocked and the keeper cleared the ball very well. On 30 minutes, Joe Thompson's downward header was put over the bar from a corner by John Martin of Dundalk on 30 minutes. And in the 41st minute, Brian Gertland's block of Brandon Kavanagh's shot at the Dundalk goal was a fine piece of defending from just 8 yards out. Almost in the stroke of half-time, Joe Thompson had a weak shot at the Dundalk keeper, which should have tested him an awful lot more. The second half was a mixture of long-range efforts and substitutions, and in the 83rd minute, Derry substitute Jamie McGonigal skied a shot over the Dundalk bar when he had more time to compose his effort from just 15 yards out. Disappointing end on the night, but Derry can look forward to the cup final next week in Dublin, where they'll face Shelburne. It finished at the Brandywell on Sunday evening, Derry City 0, Dundalk 1.